This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Vietnam state media say that landslides set off by Typhoon Alavi have killed at least 19 people and left 45 others missing in the country's central region. The casualties from the landslides bring the death toll to at least 35, with about 59 missing, including 14 crew members from two fishing boats that sank Wednesday as the typhoon approached. Rescuers were digging for survivors, and crews were trying to open a road to bring more equipment into a village cut off by damage. Officials say Alavi was the first typhoon to hit the country in 20 years. Cyber teams inside the U.S. government and private companies have been trying to block attempts to take over hospital computer systems across the country. AP correspondent Tim McGuire with details.
The FBI and two federal agencies say Russian-speaking hackers are trying to insert a ransomware into computer systems in healthcare facilities across the country. The attacks come as the nation is seeing big jumps in positive tests for the coronavirus and COVID-19 hospitalizations. One expert calls this the most significant cybersecurity threat to the U.S., and he is concerned the group may try to lock up the computer systems of hundreds of hospitals over the next few weeks. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google face some tough questions at a Senate hearing Wednesday for alleged anti-conservative bias in the company's social media platforms. The Trump administration seizing on unfounded accusations of bias against the conservative views. He has asked Congress to strip some of the protections that have generally shielded the tech companies from legal responsibility for what people post on their platforms. This is VOA News. With less than a week until Election Day, former Vice President Joe Biden spent Wednesday focusing on fighting the coronavirus while President Donald Trump stayed on the campaign trail. AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Biden stayed in Delaware and was briefed by health experts on the virus.
I'm not running on the false promise of being able to end this pandemic by flipping a switch.
Biden says even if he wins, ending the pandemic will take hard work.
We'll let science drive our decisions. We will deal honestly with the American people, and we'll never, ever, ever quit.
In Arizona, President Trump touted a vaccine.
A safe vaccine is coming very quickly. You're going to have it momentarily. That eradicates the virus, and we're rounding the turn regardless.
Few wore masks in the crowd. Practically every state is seeing a rise in coronavirus cases. I'm Ed Donahue.
A fast-moving Zeta has weakened to a tropical storm as it barrels northeast after causing havoc along the coast. Officials made a repeated call for residents to stay inside after the storm passed and not go outside in the dark to assess damage. One person died in New Orleans who was electrocuted. And the Mississippi city of Waveland, Mayor Mike Smith told WLOX-TV that he was expecting to see a lot of damage in the morning. In Louisiana, the governor, John Bel Edwards, was expected to take tour the coastal regions hardest hit by the storm. A former Homeland Security official has revealed himself to be the critic who wrote a scathing op-ed against U.S. President Donald Trump 2 years ago in a book under the pen name Anonymous. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Former DHS Chief of Staff Miles Taylor is anonymous no more. In a tweet, he says he authored the controversial New York Times column and a book entitled A Warning. He had written about President Trump's, quote, misguided impulses and said there was a secret resistance force that worked to undermine parts of Trump's agenda to preserve what he called democratic institutions. That led the president to denounce a deep state working against him. Taylor tweets that Trump is a man without character, while White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany has called Taylor a liar and a coward. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Eight people have been charged with conspiring to work on China's behalf in a plot involving threatening letters and the use of night vision goggles to serve and coerce a Chinese family to return to their home country to face charges. The Assistant Attorney General John Demure said that the eight were charged with trying to coerce a New Jersey man to return to China to face the charges. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.